唢呐，
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 笛子，
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 笛子。
At St. Mary's School in Medford, Oregon, an 11th grade class is running through a list of words for traditional Chinese instruments. These 16 and 17-year-olds are in their fourth year of learning Mandarin Chinese. So while their vocabulary is still limited, introducing themselves comes as second nature by now.
我叫 Carly.
That's Carly Irvine. She's not sure when she'll use her Chinese language skills outside the classroom, but she figures that day will come.
Since China and America are working so closely and our relationship is growing more and more, I think it will be very important in the future to know Chinese.
St. Mary's added Mandarin to its foreign language curriculum in 2005 and 2 years ago became the first school in the country to sign up for the Confucius Classroom Program. Here's how it works. The Chinese Ministry of Education sends a teacher to a school in the United States, pays about half of that teacher's salary and living expenses, and supplies educational materials, such as books and computer programs. St. Mary's principal, Frank Phillips, says parents of some of the students at the private college prep school were skeptical when Mandarin classes were first offered.
It was so offbeat and weird then. You know, we got a lot of feedback from parents on, well, why would you teach Chinese of all things? Why not Spanish?
St. Mary's does offer Spanish, along with German and Latin. But Philip says knowing Chinese will give his students an advantage in a world where China is fast becoming a global economic superpower. He admits the idea of accepting money from the government in Beijing raises eyebrows in his Southern Oregon community.
The question I always get is this a gigantic propaganda move? Is this an evil communist plot on the part of China? That's the number one kind of lingering Cold War suspicion about this program. From what I can detect, having been involved in it for 2 years, I see none of that.
In fact, the Chinese language education program has won the support of the community's representative in the state legislature. Dennis Richardson even sat in on some classes. He has his own concerns over alleged human rights violations by the Chinese government, but he thinks it's okay to take the money.
We can do more good setting an example and being friends and business associates than we can by ostracizing them.
Richardson is among several Oregon lawmakers who have been pushing their colleagues to fund more Chinese language education in Oregon's public schools. While a handful of districts do offer it, efforts to expand the classes have fallen flat in the legislature, in part due to concerns over cost. Richardson says the Confucius Classroom Program is a way around much of the funding dilemma. Back at St. Mary's, teacher Zhang Ling continues her lesson on Chinese music by playing examples of each instrument.
Different from flute. Uh-huh.
Zhang Ling came to Medford from China in 2008 to teach. She says one of her goals is to help American students learn more about her homeland.
People do not know much about China, especially the latest development. So I think this is a chance for them to know more about China, what China is really like. It's quite different from what it was 20 years ago.
And 20 years from now, say advocates of teaching Mandarin, China will play an even bigger role on the global stage. For now, St. Mary's remains the only school in Oregon to take part in the Confucius Classroom Program, but the Chinese government-funded program is now offered in more than 50 other schools and universities across the United States and around the world in more than 36 countries as disparate as Argentina, Pakistan, Kenya, and Russia. For VOA News, I'm Chris Lehman in Medford, Oregon.